The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Oh, well, good morning, everybody, on this mid-July. Good morning, Aretha.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Midsummer, Aretha, midsummer. Man, okay, can you believe it? And it's beautiful. I mean, the summer is beautiful, but have you been to the beach yet? I mean, what's going on here? I haven't even been to the beach.
I don't really do the beach a whole lot, but I was actually at Venice last night. I wasn't on the beach, though, but I was close.
Okay, we got
I have
something
seen
for
the ocean.
We got a special call in here, but I'm going to just hit you with birthdays today. We got Jennifer Lopez, Barry Bonds, Carl Malone, and Reef. I'm going to see if I get stumpy on this one. It's somebody else's birthday. They would be turning 120 today, but they got lost on a plane flight a long time ago. A lady. What's her name?
Could that be Amelia Earhart?
Aretha does it again. I can't believe
right.
I can't stump you for nothing. Anyway, Aretha, we got a kind of little switch in the show today. I had a lot of stuff planned, and we got our hot dogs, but I think we got a special caller from Las Vegas at an event. And let's see if we got him on. His name is Frank Hillary. Frank, are you on with us?
Hey, Jim. How you doing, man?
There he is. Aretha, Frank Hillary, international traveler and businessman, entrepreneur. Frank, this is Aretha Gray.
Hey, Aretha. How are you
morning.
Doing?
I'm
yeah,
great.
Good morning
how
to
you?
Yeah, I'm doing
and
great.
Frank,
sitting here having...
Frank is all over the world, Aretha. He's an international traveler, entrepreneur, amazing. So, Frank, what the heck is going on in Vegas?
Oh, unbelievable. I used to live here, in the past one time. My lovely wife and soon-to-be director videographer with Easy Way Business. We're sitting there having a fabulous breakfast at the Plaza Hotel. About ready to enter into a gig on vacation, stuff and whatnot of what's going on in Vegas. And we're having a great time.
So and what hotel are you in?
We're in the Trump International, and oddly enough, Jim, hey, this morning I got permission to shoot a video right out there in front of the hotel and bring in that big Trump name. How do you like that?
Wow, that's pretty interesting there. So what's your main objective down there?
Well, main objective is to get married, Jim. It's my 25th anniversary.
All right.
Oh, well,
congratulations.
Yeah. We're going to Viva Las Vegas Wedding Chapel. And guess what? The guy, I guess, is scoped, for Elvis and whatnot type of wedding, kind of weddings. And Eric told me he knows the cousin of Elvis. So I think we're going to kind of put some synergy together. What do you think?
Oh, sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's going to, after he, after
hands.
He,
yep.
After he marries us, you got a big marquee out front. We're going to do it towards the evening, so it really lights up with our name. I'm going to see if we got some room to put some Easy Way business, verbiage up there, and then we're going to do a live interview with him out there in front of that marquee.
So cool, Frank. So cool. It sounds like fun. And I know
well,
it's nice
business,
and cool.
Well, business is what's happening in Vegas right now.
Oh, yeah. And you guys, we're on the cutting edge of a lot of this business tech, and we're going to be talking about that. And
you're going to talk about the gems today, Jim, on the show.
Well, we're gonna cover the gems probably next week. We're going to have some tech stuff with the Hilo and the gems and all that. We'll touch base on it a little bit. What basically, Frank, just give us a quick touch base on that and the gem.
Well, actually, I have one with me right now, Jim. And what I'm doing is I'm live streaming here while I'm having breakfast within 100 yards of where I am with Eric's gym landing page. So people are just getting, access to Eric all around us on their Android phones.
This is amazing. You could be out somewhere and just push this little button the size of a quarter, and it lets everybody know within, what, 100 yards around you? This is amazing technology.
Absolutely. A notification pops up on their phone, doesn't buzz their phone, doesn't, you know, invade their privacy, and we lay a link behind it and whatnot that leads them to easywaybroadcasting.live. Hello.
Amazing.
I think you just revealed to me how they did a magic trick on America's Got Talent. I think they use that technology to affect other people's phones in the audience.
Absolutely, you know. And you know what? We send them a lot of love, especially with Easy Way Business and helping businesses in Las Vegas. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but anyway, Frank, thanks for stopping in and saying hi. I know you got a lot to do out there. And
we do.
We'll have it when you get back here. We'll have you on the show when you're not, you know, when you have a little bit more time. But we want you to enjoy your little trip down there, and congratulations.
Absolutely. You bet. We're here in Vegas doing it the easy way. You guys have a great day.
All right.
You
Frank.
Too.
Bye bye.
That takes us to our first commercial.
It's commercial time.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
That's right, letter E,
we
letter
do it the easy way.
I
thought you'd be interested in that technology, but just touching base and, you know, feeling like something is missing or ready to start a new chapter but not sure where to start, or tired of dragging yourself to work every day searching for life's passion? How about know you have a special purpose but not sure how to find it? Well, I'll tell you what. We have someone from Ontario, a very special guest, an example of someone who brings a spotlight on the positive in your life, a highly sought-after master life coach, works with Sharon Lecter, and a certified consultant for Proctor Gallagher Institute, an international speaker. Puff, puff, how about that for an intro? Karen Tooley. Karen, are you out with us?
I am. How are you?
Karen, here, let me
Welcome.
Introduce you to Aretha Gray. Aretha, Karen
Hi,
Tooley.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Welcome.
Nice to meet you.
And Karen, I'm glad you had a chance to come on the show. I'm sorry we have no more time because your introduction, they said to – no, I was just kidding. But I'll tell you, you have just such an impressive resume. I couldn't read everything. I had to cut it short. But thank you for coming on the show. I know you're in Canada now and you plan on going to Europe shortly, and you're just a busy lady. You're all over.
I am. I'm very excited about that. Everything – I'm living my passion and setting my purpose, and – life is coming together for me, so I've moved on
you
to
know,
that next chapter.
That's some pretty powerful stuff. Aretha and I, we talked to a lot of people, and, you know, the baby boomers have issues. And, you know, some of the things on your list, know you have a special purpose but not sure how to find it. A lot of people are in this kind of like gray zone. Well, we're about ready to retire, or we retired. What do we do now? Searching for life's passion. The bucket list kind of stuff, and you seem to have some of the answers. And a lot of people do procrastinate, don't they?
They do. A lot of people, they think about their financial, what they're going to need financially for when they retire, but they don't think what they're going to do with their life. And it's going to be very different, because when you retire, you know, potentially you've lost those things that you've had at your job. A feeling of contribution, a feeling of being appreciated, personal interactions with your coworkers or customers, even learning new things. And I think that you know, they say the two greatest days of your life are the day that you were born and the day that you find out why. we need to live life to the fullest and enjoy the journey. We need to keep doing that into retirement. And I think by people finding out their passion, finding out their why, can have a great retirement.
Yeah, that great retirement kind of fizzles out sometimes. Some of the greatest times
and
most exciting times.
And now retirement lasts much longer than it initially was planned for. It doesn't just last 5 years. It lasts 25 years. So you've got a lot of time. So what kind of things do you help people through?
Well, I do a number of things. But the one thing for retiring people or people thinking about retiring is I help them sit down and just figure out where their passions are. And once you figure out your passions, you figure out your purpose. And these can be the things that they want to do in their retirement. It could be taking up a new hobby. It could be volunteering. It could even be monetizing a skill that you have, but you're doing something you love, so it doesn't feel like work. There's a lot of different options once people figure it out.
That first Social Security check is exciting because, wow, you're now getting paid for not doing anything. You could wake up in the morning, watch TV, do whatever you're going to do. But that check doesn't go so far. You know, that's the problem. It's just not lasting. And then these deductibles start coming up for medical and all these expenses that you didn't plan on. And a lot of them looked, you know, they're turning around and going back to work. That you're probably seeing that too, and they have to adjust to that.
Yes, exactly. There's a certain amount of anxiety about what comes next.
Yeah. What do you see is an issue with retirees that is upsetting to them? What's one of their biggest, you know, disappointments that you have to deal with?
That I have to deal with? I think it's mostly, it's fun for the first couple of months, and then they're not sure what to do. They're not sure what to do with their time. So they've had that vacation the first couple of months, and then they're lost.
Well, what I want you to do, Karen, what I want you to do is when you run into that, you give them Retha's phone number, okay? And they'll find out what to do because Retha keeps busy all the time. I mean, she's always involved in some jumping out of some plane or snorkeling in the Atlantic.
Well, there's always something going on, actually. So there really are a lot of things that retirees can do. And I like the idea, Karen, when you talk about following your passions. A lot of people didn't get to do their passions in real life, and it is a perfect opportunity to do it now, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
It is. And I have to say, I love Betty White's Show Off Your Rocker.
Thank you.
I love you in that show, and I sit there and laugh at that show. And isn't that the way we should be living as we get older?
Well, working on that show gave me a lot of freedom. So I didn't have a whole lot of trouble saying what was on my mind before, but I'm really good at speaking my mind now.
Well, you know, Karen.
Well, you remind me of that saying that life should not be a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in a pretty and preserved body, but rather the skin and broadside and the cloud of smoke, thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and loudly screaming, wow, what a ride.
I like it.
But that's how retirement should be. It should be not a time to wait until you're going to die, but a time to live life to the fullest.
There was this story about a veteran who wanted to always wanted to run across country, and he kept putting it off. And at 92 years old, he finally finished his quest to run almost 2,000 miles. It took him 2 years, and he actually made it, and he turned 92 years old. So, you know, goes to show you, it's never too late.
Exciting. Yeah.
It's
never too late. You're never too old. Well, Karen, do you have a website or a way that people can get in touch with you?
I do. Now, my website is currently being developed, so But I do have my Your Next Chapter Facebook page. So if you just type in create, it's actually called Create Your Next Chapter. And so they can message me from there, or they can email me at Karen Tooley, so K-A-R-E-N, T as in Tom, O-O-L-E-Y, at Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S.com.
Rogers.com, okay. And if you want to get on the right track, you know, the track to you know, your real goals, the goals you want, Karen is the type of person to talk to. Now, real quick, you mentioned to me about you have a travel coming up to London. Is that right?
Yes, I'm going to be speaking in Toronto in September, but London in October, and then Bali and Singapore.
Oh, wow.
In November. Mm-hmm.
Well,
so you'll be speaking there.
Sorry?
Wow.
You'll be speaking there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's kind of exciting, traveling like that. Speaking and traveling.
You know what? It's my dream. I want to create a life that I can do from anywhere and help people and to live their best life and to create their best life.
So you're taking your own
perspective. Wonderful, Karen. And we're really happy to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us. And
we want to hear
about those trips when you get back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fill us in. We got to have you back so you can give us an update.
Oh, I would love, and you know what? Maybe another time I can provide some tools too for people to do.
Oh, sounds good. Let's do that. Thank you, Karen.
And now it's time for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
It's a pleasure.
That is some interesting stuff.
It is. It's tech time. Somewhere there's tech time.
That's right.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac. Tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, we were talking about it's summertime, and for some of us, it means the grandkids are coming to visit, or maybe your kids are coming to visit. You got to plan things to do with the kids or the grandkids when they're here. My grandkids are here this week, and we're going to do some stuff. I've got old grandkids and young grandkids, and we're going to get them all together. And one of the things that will really make you look cool in front of your grandkids and your kids on your smartphone. Yeah, they got an app for that. All the stuff that used to drive us crazy when we went to theme parks, like where did we put the car? In the app, they have a place where you can actually just type in where you park. It tells you what lines are the shortest, which lines are the longest. If they have fast passes available, tells you what time the park opens, what times it closes. There are maps in there. It's interactive. It's awesome. You should get an app. Almost all the theme parks have it, whether it's Universal, Disneyland, the aquarium. A lot of them have apps that are interactive when you're actually going through the park. It's really great. Put it on your phone before you go there, and you can know more about the theme park than the grandkids do. And you can keep in touch with each other while you're in the park, because sometimes, you know, we do get separated, but now everybody has a cell phone. So then you can keep in touch with one another, and we as the grandparents can say, I'm going to meet you here. I'll be here for the next half hour, so if y'all come back and get me, so you can do that. And then if they forget to come back and get you, you can call them. But the apps, I'm telling you, they're absolutely wonderful. Maps, everything. It's absolutely marvelous. And one other tip when you go to those theme parks, baggies for your cell phones. Even if you're not going to a water park, you'd be amazed. There are water themes all through these parks. There are thousands of ways that your phone can come in contact with water. Take a baggie for everybody's phone, so when you're going down Splash Mountain or Jurassic Park, your phone does not get wet. And that is my tech time for today. Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, guys, I'm just going to go back and then touch base on my my news updates here because I have some interesting stuff. The big race, Michael Phelps versus a great white shark. Everybody was waiting for the TV special, and they got to see it. But who won? Well, they saw the race, but they were a little disappointed because it was Michael Phelps in the water, which did we really want him in the water next to a great white racing along, even though he's probably faster? Well, it was a computer-generated shark, which kind of disappointed people. But they asked the experts in a 100-meter race who would win. Forget it. The great white was clocked up to 26 miles per hour, so the people don't go that fast. And the British Open, big record was broken. The youngest golfer ever, 23-year-old Jordan Spieth from America, was behind. He caught up, and he made history by winning the British U.S. Open. And kind of in a downside of the news, I don't like reporting some of this negative stuff, but there was a large 18-wheeler that was found with 100 illegal immigrants that crossed over through one of these coyotes or whatever they call them. And it was very hot in the truck, and 8 of the people didn't survive because of the heat. And they found the person, and he's in court now, charged with all these crimes. But they did say 65% of the illegal crossings are being corrected because of the new rules they have instituted down there. A 92-year-old was attacked in his front yard while defending his flag, and he successfully defended the flag that was flying in his front yard, and a group of veterans showed up at his home showing him support. And a lot of the news about Jared Kushner, well, now we're awaiting comments from him after his meeting with the Senate Intel Commission and about the meeting he had with the Russian lawyer and so on and so forth. Senator John McCain, who was one of the key instruments and the vote needed to replace Obamacare, was in the hospital for a blood clot over his eye, and he has now been diagnosed with brain cancer. Now, 92-year-old number three, he was reunited with his Purple Heart after losing it 10 years ago. A couple found it on the side of a road, and it had his information on it. And a man fell into a trash chute while trying to receive his cell phone. Well, he found his phone at the bottom of the chute, but he couldn't get out, so he called, and the fire department had to get him out of there, so at least he found his phone. And there's some interesting stuff here. Big wildfires at Yosemite National Park, winds double the size of the fire, and Mariposa and a neighboring town had to be evacuated 50,000 people. 400 firefighters and 3,300 fire engines needed to fight the fire. And there are heavy rains and flooding in the northeast coast. And in Arizona, we've heard about all the heat waves there. You could fry an egg on the street. Well, they needed 197 snow plows to remove 15 inches of snow in the upper elevations. So talking about a difference in temperature. O.J. was granted parole after serving 9 years of his 30-year sentence due to be released in October. Then we got little Charles Gard, the story of a 11-month-old who had a basically diagnosed with a fatal illness. They were going to unplug the life support. President Trump and the Pope was against that. So they're trying to get this overturned where American doctors can take a look at him and see if they can help the child. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer resigned. He's not for the appointment of Anthony Scaramucci in New York Finance, and he's his new communications director, so he stepped down. And last but not least, there's a new multiple sclerosis drug approved by the FDA. It's called OCREVUS. It's supposed to be really a ticket for a high percentage of positive things that are, the turnaround for MS, so that's needed. That's a long one, Reith. I mean, we've been hearing about that for so many years and all the shows that were put. So how far does that go back, Reith, with the Jerry Lewis? That's the muscular dystrophy and the MS?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so we're getting a result. Going back.
Yeah, well, that brings us up to Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita's Corner.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning. Oh, don't we love it? Don't we love waking up another day and hearing that great applause? I love it. I have a special guest today. His name is Carl Jung, and he is an amazing guest because his history is amazing. And not only that, he's an amazing artist. In fact, he is China's treasure. They thought so much of his art that they have actually built a museum just for him. And looking at his interesting background, he has such a vivid history that started during the time of the Cultural Revolution in China, when Mao Zedong made his entrance on the scene. And oh my goodness, we all know what's going on in North Korea, and being that it was a socialist country at that time, the history is very similar in that they all thought that that was the period when they should look up to their leader as something like a god. But it was supposed to be equality for all. However, it came with some prices, and it caused young Carl Jung to experience hardship from the treatment by the authorities because of the history of his family. His family were landowners, and they also had his grandfather was a military general, and that being part of his family history, it really put him in hardship because that was a no-no during those times. So at the age of 5, he had to begin to work to help support the family because, oh yes, in those days, child labor was permitted. But because his form of working was during the time when the rocks had to be chopped, broken up, he unfortunately experienced an accident where he was working. The rocks nearly crushed him to death. But he survived that. And he nearly lost his leg, but he survived that. Not because of the medical service that they had, but because of the special medicine man who helped heal him. And that's only part of his remarkable background. He was an artist, a natural-born artist, and it was through his art that he found peace and consolation during those difficult years. When he was 11, he began to study from a noted artist from Beijing. In order to buy art supplies, he often pawned his clothes and skipped meals. Yet it wasn't just poverty that Carl Jung had to contend against. He had to contend against discrimination from his community and was even dogged as an artist by his own family. But he continued to paint with remarkable persistence, and by the age of 16, he took to the highly competitive national entrance exam of the art universities. And after many challenges, he was triumphant, and he eventually did graduate, and he became a professor, an art professor, in fact, the youngest art professor at the Tibet University. During his 7 years in Tibet, he immersed himself in the spare beauty and distinctive culture of the isolated highlands. To study the prehistoric cave paintings of Tibet, Cao Yang, accompanied only by a horse, a dog, and a gun for hunting, lived alone in deserted mountain caves for nearly a year. And when his experience, which is now legendary, was resulted in these beautiful paintings, his exhibit was an instant success. And it was covered by the major international news agencies in Asia, Europe, and North America. However, this celebrated art show alarmed the Chinese authorities, and the Beijing police confiscated and burned 7 of Cao Yang's paintings and then arrested him. But he managed to escape with his fiancée at that time, a Japanese art student named Aya Goda. And with the help of the Japanese embassy, the couple escaped to Japan, where eventually he became a celebrated artist there too. And eventually his journey led him to the United States, and he has become such an instant success that his paintings are now in at least 200 art galleries under his business, the editions. And I'm just giving you some of this background because Cao is very, very talented as an artist. His paintings are exceptional. However, we're going to be using the aid of his translator so that he can make some statements. And I have to preface this by letting you know that sometimes there may be a gap because the translator is getting the answers. So please be patient with this interview. It's different than the ones that I've done before. I've never had to use a translator. But we also have the director of the museum where his artwork is going to be exhibited, and the reception is coming up this Thursday in the Forest Lawn Museum. And so without any further ado, I welcome Cao Yang.
Yes, thank you. We're happy in here to meet everybody, talk to everybody. Thank you. This time in the, what is Glendale, is a museum, is to show. I'm very, very happy because this is a very, very special place. This place is good for my life to explain, to show everybody what work, what insight is, what is spiritual is thinking in my life, always on my work. I'm very, very, very honest today in here to show everybody. Yeah, because this point is with life is a shoot is a close. It's a modern we are looking too far, so far. It's a very, very far for us, for myself, for myself. But it's for really, this is too much close. It's life. In life is number one. It's close life. This is why I think in here, this show is good for. It's with us in this world. It's so many salt life, like it's so many great life, like Mac Jackson, like so many. Let's see, it's a famous, it's a genius, it's a personal. It's so many is in here. This is truly for human. This is truly more longer than we are life family. It's here is more forever. This is why this is very important. Yeah.
Well, Cao, I'm just so happy to have you on my show. I mean, it is an honor. The first time I met you, actually, I was invited by our friend Larry Coven, who I hope is listening in, to come and sing and surprise you with accompanied by the color guard. I don't think you knew that that was going to happen. I sang for you and walked in with the color guard from the military singing. Were you surprised?
Yeah. It's when you get a time with together for drinks. Yeah, I hope this time more quickly coming. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was such an honor. First of all, to be invited to do that, and then of course to meet you and to see all your wonderful artwork. I want to say this about your painting, being that you know, I come from the artwork world myself. I recognize good art, and your work is very exceptional. It's mostly landscapes, and your work is very, very detailed. And I think the thing that makes it stand out from other landscape is your use of lighting. It's really very unique. You light up your buildings, everything illuminates, and it reflects. And then you also do seascapes where you're showing both the upper part over the water, looking at the landscape, and then showing what's going on underneath as well with all the sea life. So I just really want to let you know I also admire your art along with so many others. And I want to congratulate you on what you have managed to overcome. Just looking at your bio, your history, it's just amazing what you have managed to do. And can you tell us how you felt when you first arrived in the United States?
I feel, you know, it's so many artists. First, I very, very love this country. This feeling I never had, you know, is freedom. You can do what you can do. In this land, this first gave me very, very strong
impression.
This is a passion. Even to now, I'm very, very appreciate. Every time I go back in this airport, I truly, my feeling is very, very exciting. Every time, I hope in this world, everybody can have like this kind of country, this kind of home. You didn't worry about that. This is too much for human, for lively human, peaceful human. It's truly my fail. For painting, I go everywhere. I can feel, you know, people can understand from inside each other. This painting, just you talk what you feel about that. It's only very, too hard. I really, really love. I love is use the color, use commas to talk about my inside, what I want to talk. What I feeling I want to talk. What feeling I want to talk. Just like this. I really, really love. For myself, I know the feel is the heart. Even in Tibet, for right now, I have so many memories. I very, very miss the time. It's all lonely myself. Nobody talk. First couple months is killed me, you know. How you can left lonely. You afraid, your whole feeling afraid about death. This is why I'm in just time you talk. I'm leave this cave. I leave this temple. Have so many body this kind of cave. But this is the first is I have it's so quiet time to go into myself. We are teaching, we are do everything, we do we are life always to look outside, not look for inside. We self This I first, I have this feeling. It's moving go inside. I can feel. In this inside, if one day you like is meditation, like so many, what say, the 修炼, 怎么说?
Cultivation.
Cultivation is for myself. This is, I think one day if we can explain about this, would I feel? I think is that we want going to peace. We really, really will to love this way, this meditation way, this going to we self way. Like today, I was in Glendale. This this museum is this show. I'm very, very happy. It's a dancer with his lost soul. It's quite soul, not lost. It's for me, it's the same word, same space, same thing. I can say, for my experience, I believe it's the whole world. It's a spiritual and made world. It's the same, it's whole body. It cannot... cannot separate. This is my fail. This is why this time in Glendale, this museum have this show. I'm very, very excited. It's the right point to talk with Albert, to enjoy with Albert too. This is a very, very amazing place. Thank you.
Well, Carl, on that note from what... I gather that you are implying to our listeners that from your experiences that you have had in Tibet and, you know, your history, that, you know, you really appreciate being here in America, that you really enjoy seeing the artistry that is permitted here, and you're very excited about this exhibit that's coming up. It's going to be going all the way from July 27th to December the 14th, I believe, and that's a very nice stretch. And also, there is a big mural advertising your exhibit right there on the grounds. And that, again, is a tribute that shows how revered you are. You have become one of the most collected living artists in America, and that is also an achievement. And as I said before, your dealership and your distribution network is now expanding into Japanese, Canadian, and European markets. So I just, again, I salute you and what you have achieved. And I thank you for taking time to be on my humble show. And I am looking forward to being there in person. My husband also plans to join me to see your upcoming exhibition again at the Forest Lawn Museum in Glendale. And that's happening this coming July 27th. And I understand you already have quite a big response, according to your brother-in-law, Leo. He says that, you know, approximately 800 people have RSVP'd. So let's see what comes of that. I was asking him, are they going to have enough room there? And he said, yes, they have plenty rooms there. So I'm sure it's a beautiful location. And it's not long from us to get ready to sign off. And before we do that, I want to quote from your bio, what you said. It says, with senses, emotions, and spirit, it's everything that exists in this world that inspires me to paint, because the biggest award I ever received is a connection with others my art has created. Quote, unquote. And I also want to acknowledge the fact that you were honored with a medallion from the Arts for Peace Awards event last year at the Saban Theater, and I was also privileged to witness that. So, again, congratulations for joining us today, Cowell. Continued success for you, and I look forward to seeing you there Thursday.
Yes, thank you. See, Anna is pleased. Anna is a museum is director. Anna.
Yes, Anna is possibly on the line. Are
She's
you there,
the
Anna?
Can you hear me? Hello, hello.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
We can. Yes. Hi.
Thank you.
Hi. It's
you.
A pleasure. How are you? Thank you. It's an honor, Master Taeyong, to have you on the Forest Lawn, and it will be an honor that people will have this chance to see his masterpieces. It's a beautiful exhibit. It's an exhibit that it challenges the intellectual and the spiritual mind. So we really love to see people coming to see Master Taeyong exhibit here at Forest Lawn Glendale.
Can you tell them how to get there, Anna, where it's located?
Yes, the museum is located at 1712 South Glendale Avenue in the city of Glendale, California. We're in the top of the Memorial Park at Forest Lawn. So, guests, please feel free to ask at the information booth where the museum is, and they will be happy to tell you where the museum is located. And we don't charge, just to let you know, the admission is free parking, open Tuesday through Sundays from 10 to 5. And yes, the opening reception, the event will take place July 27th from 6 to 9. And I welcome the community to come and see the amazing artwork of Master Taeyong.
Okay, and
much.
On that note, they can learn more about him by visiting his website. Just spell out his name, Caoyong.us, and we'll see you there.
Thank you. A pleasure.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Yes, thank you.
And guys, what do you think, Reese?
As usual, a wonderful Carmelita's Corner.
Oh, she
all
has some.
All the time.
But the Taeyong, Reese, I don't know if you remember. I think we gave you an invitation, but you might have an audition. Years ago in San Pedro at the Ports of Call, Taeyong, who was it? Carmelita did an event for Taeyong, and it was at the Ports of Call Village at a art gallery. Beautiful event. And they had an honor guard, the Marine honor guard down there when he showed up, and a lot of interesting artists and actors, all kinds of people were there. It's really, really a nice event. Yeah, it was an Easy Way Broadcasting was down there covering it, and really nice. So, but I know you can't make it to all of them. But anyway, we've got Reese. There's so much. We got the got to join the Facebook group, www.facebook.com/groups/Easy Way Events, and check out all these events, which I know you make it to a lot of them, Reese. But we got easywaybroadcasting.com. And
you can get a lot of information off of the Easy Way Broadcasting website also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And to find us, just go to letter Z, easywayradio.com. And you can find our, and then download the easywaymobile.com app and the Easy Way Events news and reviews events will be reviewed and blogged. They'll be seen by easywaybroadcast.com/news. So you're going to see the review and the blogs and so on and so forth. Just, and there you got your sponsors can advertise on these blog spots, and it's going to be major coverage. So Eric's really built quite a situation with, Reed, that's what's going on. We've heard all these stories about, Macy's and Sears, a lot of the big, these big stores are Macy's closing like 100 stores or something.
I don't know.
A lot of brick and mortar.
They're keeping my Macy's open, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
The ones closest to me. Now tell me about Forbes.
Forbes Riley?
Yeah, I think. Isn't there something going on with Forbes?
Well, we had the event over the weekend with Forbes Riley, and she's a major, she's, talk about inspirational speaker, getting people motivated and everything. She was, we went to that event, Eric and I went down there yesterday, and they had a lot of interesting people. And, you know, Reese, you go to these things, and boy, you think you've heard a lot of inspirational stories. And some of the stories people have, like we both have ours, and you just hear this stuff, and people keep, they pick up the pieces and keep moving on. And that's what it's all about with, that we try to share with the boomers, you know. I mean, you may have taken your losses in real estate or health, but you just pick up and keep moving on, you know. But
and did you get the massage equipment?
Oh, yeah. We had a gentleman down there, and there was this is for health and relaxation, and we have a chair we tried out, so we're going to be using this chair, and we'll go into that next week. We're going to go into a lot of this high-tech stuff, because I know you like that kind of stuff with the CeeLo watch and the button, you know, that you push and it notifies everybody around you, and the, and I call it a watch. It's not a watch. It's a wrist. You wear it on your wrist, but it notifies you of all the stuff going on. But you can see it, you know, when you go to Easy Way Events, News and Reviews, you'll see all this stuff on easywaypromotions.com. It's all reviewed and blogged.
If they want to find out about the Hilo, where can they go?
Well, I'm going to have, we're going to have all that stuff. You go to easywaymobile.com. And you'll see all the information about the Hilo. And you can go to letter E, letter Z, easywaymedia.com and go down to promotions. And but the easywaymobile.com
and
takes it.
And you can go to easyway, letter E, letter Z, waybroadcasting.com/Hilo. H-E-L-O?
H-E-L-O, yeah. And I mean,
H-E-L-O.
I gave it a test, and I had my blood pressure and heart rate and all that, and it came out the same on the Hilo band as it did at the hospital. And, you know, 117 over 70, and it was the same. 118
I want
over 70.
Your blood pressure. I'm kidding.
Yeah,
your blood pressure.
Yeah, the blood pressure. But, you know, it also notifies, like, a say your parents are older. If they had something, this unit on, and they had an issue, like all of a sudden a high blood pressure rate or something, it would notify the kids on their phone. Or if you have younger kids and they have them, it'll give you their location. I mean, there's so many things. I can't go over them all now at the end of the show, but it was very interesting. And we just keep hearing about this new technology. And on the, and you know, with when you go to the easywaymobile.com and all Eric's stations, you see this latest tech stuff that's coming up and the events and these speakers. It's really been interesting. It's been a very interesting journey for me because through Eric, I've met people, you know, you and I used to read about when we were younger, like Rosie Greer when he won a football game. Well, here we are on the golf course with him, because Eric was invited to a situation, or we're at another event, and here next to me is Peter Fonda or Richard Dreyfuss, and, you know, I'm meeting these people. And it's an interesting ride. And, you know, a lot of these high-end people are coming to him because he has this cutting-edge technology in the social media. It's a new world. Look what happened with the Blockbuster scenario. And
technology
it probably has affected you. Have seen it with the movies and TV, how technology has changed things from, you know.
Yeah, technology moves on.
Netflix.
If you go to easywaybroadcasting.com/news, you can see the Forbes factor. And just another example of how, you know, you can start broadcasting to the world through a phone. It's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing, a phone or an app or a computer. But you know what, Jim? We are out of time. I've got to go. I've got an audition going on today.
All right. All right, Reese.
So
thank
you. Have a great week. It's going to be beautiful here in California. Hope everyone else has a wonderful, wonderful week. We look forward to seeing you next Monday morning at 10 a.m. And
Take time for that barbecue or that trip to the beach. You know, make some time before summer's over.
And visit grandkids. Visit the grandkids.
Right.
Bye.
Have a good week, guys, and tune in next week. EasyWayRadio.com. Easy Way Broadcasting. And we'll be talking to you next week.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.